Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, this is Jonathan Dupree, and we are going to get the call started here this morning, Friday morning, September the 25th. And today we're going to be talking about three laws of leadership and how they apply to your business. And today, first, a shout out to my son, Jaden, who's 12 years old today. And then my dad turned 69 on Monday. So birthday week for us, and my wife and I are in the process of moving into a new home at the same time. So a little bit crazy right now, but I'm excited about this morning's call. And I want to talk to you about the three laws of leadership. And when you think about it, there's not any part of an organization or any part of your life that leadership doesn't affect it. Whether it's talking about leadership of yourself, leadership of others, or even if you're talking about leadership of other leaders, it applies to everything. And if you think about it, strong leadership is probably at the heart of every sizable human achievement, and it always has been. So this morning, I want you to think, no matter what business you're in, whether you're in the real estate business, we have people who are in the lending business who are on this call. We've got people who are in completely different businesses outside of the real estate industry. It doesn't matter what business you're in. This morning, I want you to remember that everything rises and falls on leadership. Everything. And so when you talk about leadership, I also want you to understand that it is absolutely a teachable skill. It is predictable. And also, I want you to know that leadership operates by laws. And if you learn the laws, then you learn to lead. But if you ignore those laws, then you're always going to struggle with leadership. It's always going to be a source of frustration for you. And if you know that everything rises and falls on leadership, and at the same time you understand that leadership is a teachable skill and leadership is predictable and leadership operates by certain laws, and you also know that you can learn those laws or you can ignore those laws, then you can build a successful business or you can stay frustrated. It's up to you, and that's what makes it predictable. You can become a better leader. Now, some people say, well, Jonathan, I'm not really a leader. I don't lead anybody. I'm not talking about positional leadership. You lead someone all the time, whether it's a spouse, a child, your client in the real estate world, you're leading them through a process. If it's a team member, someone in your organization, you're always leading other people no matter where you are in the organization. And so I just want to share this morning three what I would call key concepts or the core philosophy of leadership. And what I'm going to share with you this morning is very simple, practical steps that are easy to understand, easy to implement, but they make a huge difference in your business right away. So if you want to change the results that you're getting, then you can start to think a different way about how you perceive leadership. And you can change your results. Now, I only want to cover three laws this morning because this call is not a long call. This is an all-day class that I teach covering 21 laws of leadership. We're going to touch on three this morning. You know, I started thinking about leadership for a long time. I've been reading leadership books since I was in college. And leadership encompasses far more than most people initially think. It starts with leadership of yourself. You work harder on yourself than you do on your business. And if you work harder on yourself than you do on your business, you will always have a successful business. Then it becomes leadership of others, because as you grow in your leadership skill set, as you increase your ability to lead, as you become a stronger, more powerful, better leader, you naturally will begin to lead other people. And what happens from that point is it trickles down, and as you lead other people, you end up developing other leaders. So now it shifts from leader of others to leader of leaders, leader of business leaders. So just for an example, maybe you're in real estate, because I know a lot of people on this call are realtors. And you start working on personal development, self-growth, and you start to increase your leadership skill sets, and you become a stronger, better leader. And your business starts to grow because you're working harder on yourself than you do on your business. And as a result of that, you naturally begin to grow your business. And as you start to grow your business and you start to grow as a leader, you will naturally attract others because leaders attract other people. People are looking for someone to follow. And so they see your growth and you start to attract other people, and as a, just the natural progress in the real estate business, and they come to you and they say, I'd like to work with you. And you start to grow a real estate team. And you say, I'm looking for a buyer agent. And they say, I'd love to be that buyer agent. And you say, part of the value proposition is I'm going to help you grow as a person. And I'm not only just going to give you leads, I'm going to help you become a better person. I'm going to help you grow as a business person. I'm going to help you master this real estate business. And you begin to mentor that person. You're now shifting from leader of yourself to leader of others. And as you help them grow, and as you work with them, and as you mentor them, and as you pour into their life, you're building another leader. So it shifts to being a leader of leaders. And that trickles down, and they go do the same thing. And that's how you build a massive organization, a massive business that's extremely successful, because everything rises and falls on leadership, and you're making that the foundation. What happens is most of the time we focus on skill sets. We focus on activities, and we forget about leadership. And that's the foundation of success in business. And so you've got to focus on leadership. Well, what is leadership? So we're going to focus on it. We know it's predictable. We know it operates by laws. What is it? Well, leadership in its most simple form is the facilitation of the process of the crystallization of potential into desired results through the systematic organization of talent. Wow. That was a lot in one sentence. I'm going to read it again. Leadership is the facilitation of the process of the crystallization of potential. And who has potential? All of us. So it's the crystallization of potential into desired results. So we're taking that potential and moving it to desired results. We're implementing through the systematic organization of talent. We're going to have a process that we bring people through. We're going to go through it ourselves to increase our leadership skills, to develop our potential so that we get the desired results that we want. And then we're going to go have a process that we bring other people through that process as well, so that we develop leaders and get the results that we want in a systematic way. And if you remember, systems stand for save yourself time, energy, money, and sanity. And there are systems you can implement in your business to help you grow as a leader, and also to help other people develop their leadership skill sets. So let's talk about these three laws. The law of the lid, the law of influence, and the law of process. Those are the three laws that we're going to talk about. And I want to give you a quick summary of all three. How well you lead determines how successful you're going to be. That is the law of the lid. How well you lead determines how successful you're going to be. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less, is law of the influence. And leadership develops day by day, not in a day, is the law of process. So these are what I would say the core foundational laws of leadership. And when we realize that we'll be only be as successful as our ability to lead, and that leadership is influence, and our influence with people, and our ability to lead develops through a process, it evolves day by day. When we see that, it gives us something to immediately set to work on. And what is that? It's the process of developing our ability to influence. So let's look at the first one real quick, the law of the lid. In a little more detail, here's what the law of the lid's all about. How well you lead determines how successful you will be. It's simple as that. How well you lead will determine how successful you are. See, your results can only rise to reach your leadership lid. They will not rise any higher. So whatever your leadership skills and your ability are at this moment, that is the lid on your business potential. So when you look at that, your leadership lid in that context is your ability to cast a vision for your business. Where are you going? Why are you doing it? Your ability to get a team of like-minded individuals together to unite those people in a common purpose behind that vision and to help them see how their own goals are in alignment with the team goals to get the team where it needs to be. So when you think about what you want to achieve out of your business, what are your key goals? What are your key objectives? And when you figure out that, then you need to figure out who can help you achieve those goals. Who or what could get in the way? How's it going to affect the other people in your life? Who's going to be impacted by the failure or the success of you hitting your goal? But the great news is leadership is a learnable skill. So you can learn. You can learn to influence others. You can learn to increase and raise your lid. So how do you raise your lid? How do you do it? Well, it starts with intention. You have to be very intentional about increasing your leadership lid. You begin to recognize the importance of leadership. You see it as a learnable skill set. Then you start developing that skill set. See, leadership training is either ignored completely or there's limited training on how to grow as a leader. But if you become intentional and you see becoming a stronger leader will deliver results to you and your organization, and you'll be able to deliver results through others, then you can choose growth. So raising your lid, your leadership lid, is simply a process. You've got to grow. And to grow, you got to get into the growth zone. And unfortunately, that growth zone is not the comfort zone. We love staying in our comfort zone. But everything you desire exists outside your comfort zone. And growth takes place outside that comfort zone, not in it. So when you raise your lid, you're saying, I'm going to grow as a person, as a business leader, as a leader. And it is an active pursuit. It's acting with intention. It's a contract that you make with yourself. It's an inside thing where you say, I'm going to grow as a person, as a leader. I'm going to work at becoming a better person. I'm going to work harder on myself than I do on my business. And then leadership opportunities to grow exist every day. It just simply comes down to your awareness and your willingness to learn and to grow and to be coachable, and don't think that you know it all. So you have to choose growth over comfort, and that means getting out of your comfort zone on a regular basis. Get around people who think different. Get around people who think bigger than you. That's how you raise your lid. I would have coffee with my business partner, Hollis Keene, before he was my business partner, for 4 or 5 years, and we'd meet on a regular basis and have coffee, and I'd walk away from every session going, man, I need to think bigger. He raised my lid. He was a lid raiser or a lid lifter in my life. read the books, listen to the CDs. You should set up an account with Audible for $14 a month and download one leadership book to your phone every month and listen to it in your car. Get you a couple of books on leadership. If you don't know where to start, start with John Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. If you lead others and you have a team, go through the book with them. Start a book club. The reality is you've got to make a commitment to grow as a leader. And our leadership lid throttles our potential. So if you raise your lid, much more of your potential will flow through you. The lid also caps your potential. And that is the law of the lid. Now, the law of influence says, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. I'm only going to be as successful as my ability to lead. Every interaction that we have with another human being is an attempt to influence them. Think about business. In real estate, you're a consultant. You're influencing other people. And your success will be determined on your ability to influence those people when you have an interaction with them. You meet someone in Starbucks at the coffee shop. They're reading a book about real estate. You start to talk to them. You're now prospecting. Your ability to make a connection with that person will be based on your ability to influence them. You're on a listing appointment. You're in a buyer consultation. You're meeting with clients. What is going to help you to successfully gain that person as a client? Your ability to influence that person. You cannot lead any more people than your ability to influence. So the higher you want to climb, the more you need leadership, because your leadership skill sets, your leadership is going to determine your ability to influence. Now, if you lead a team or you're a leader in an organization, you have to make sure of a couple of things. You have to make sure, number one, you get the right people on the bus. Number two, you have to make sure you get the wrong people off the bus. And number three, you got to make sure you get the right people in the right seats on the bus. You might have people within your organization, and you're going, they're the wrong person in this organization. They don't need to be here. They're the wrong person. I need to get them off the bus. And the reality is, they're the right person in the wrong role. And you as a leader need to determine, I have the right person. I just need to make sure I have them in the right role. And then finally, as a leader, it's your job to get the bus moving in the right direction. Business ability doesn't rise above leadership ability. It doesn't happen ever. You can have a great business sense. You can have incredible business ability, but without leadership ability, your business ability will never rise above it. It will not happen. It doesn't happen. So your ability to influence others is going to determine your success. It's going to have a direct determination on the results that you receive. When you think about influence, I think about Zig Ziglar. He had a great quote, and it said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's so true. And so a great leader who influences others and has strong influence ability takes a genuine interest in people. They truly care about them. And if you truly care about people, your influence with those people grows in like measure. That's why you see these teams all the time that have a revolving door with buyer agents or listing agents or admin. It's because they've simply taken a model and learned some business ability to go recruit some people to work with them, yet they haven't developed their leadership skill sets. and they haven't been able to influence others. And then you see teams where people stay loyal to them forever, and as a result of that, it's because they have strong leadership skill sets and they're able to influence people, and they genuinely care about those people, and as a result, their level of influence is higher. Now, Zig Ziglar also said, you can have what you want if you help enough other people get what they want. So simply ask people what they want. Ask how can you help them? It lets them know you genuinely care about them. You should ask your team members, how do I win with you? How would I know I'm hitting on all cylinders with you and winning in your world? How would I be losing in your world? Ask them to coach you on how to treat them. That takes a lot of leadership to do, by the way. And then finally, the law of the process. And so the law of the process, we know, again, leadership is a learnable skill. But here's the reality. It's a complex skill, and it evolves over time. Leadership skills evolve day by day, not in a day. You don't go, I'm going to become a better leader, and you read a book, and then tomorrow you're a better leader, you're a stronger leader. You can develop the skills, but it is a process. It's like if you've ever learned to play a musical instrument or play a sport or learn a language. It's a process. If I want to be motivated, I attend an event. If I want to grow, I engage in a process. There's a big difference between being motivated and growing. I'll close this morning, and I'll open the lines up in just a minute if anyone has any questions. But the other day I was at Starbucks. Surprise, surprise. And as I was at Starbucks, a Lamborghini pulled up. And I was with an agent, and we were talking, and he said, look at that car. And I said, actually, that's a friend of mine pulling up. I haven't seen him in a long time. And he pulls up, and he gets out, and he comes, and we're looking at his car, and he walks up, and I introduce him to this agent, and I say, this is one of our top agents. And he looks at that agent, and his name is Kimuel, and he looks at the agent, and he puts his hand on my shoulder, and he says, I got to tell you, this guy right here has got to be the fastest success story in Baton Rouge. And I kind of laughed, and I said, where have you been for the last 19 years? Because people will look at someone's success and think that it happened overnight, yet when you talk to that person, usually they have lots of years of struggle and growth, and because it's a process. Success is a process. Leadership is a process. And so you make a commitment to grow, to raise your lid. You make a commitment to become genuinely interested in other people and truly care about them and work on your influence, and you stay in the process. You stay learning-based. You never think that you learn it all or that you know it all, I don't need to attend that event. I don't need to go to that class. I already know how to do that. That's not leadership. Leadership stays engaged in the process and says, I'm going to make a commitment to learn and to grow. So I want to give you a couple of resources. If you don't already have the 21 Laws of Leadership, I would encourage you to start there with your leadership growth. If you're listening via the website, there's a link right there that you can click on. Or if you're listening via the phone, you can go to JonathanDupreeLeadership.com, and there are lots of free resources there for you, some special reports. On leadership, if you lead a team, there's some great tools you can download for free and incorporate those in your team meeting. And again, that's JonathanDupreeLeadership.com. I also have a video blog every Monday. I send out a short little video, 2 to 3 minutes long, encouraging you at the start of your week. And you can visit that video blog at MondaysInMotion.com, MondaysInMotion.com. This morning I am going to open up the lines. If you have any questions on anything we spoke about this morning, I'd love to answer any questions. So before we end the call, does anyone have any questions? If you're listening via the web, you can type your question in the chat box as well. We've got just a couple minutes left before the show is over. Okay. Well, you guys have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much for being on the call today.